Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Margaret and I love answering listener questions, but sometimes you've got something else going on, something that's interfering with your happiness or something that's preventing you from living the life you want to be living. That's a good time to talk to a therapist, and it's a great time to try BetterHelp. BetterHelp has more than 5,000 therapists nationwide that you can communicate with over text, chat, phone, or video. Counselors are trained in issues like anxiety, grief, relationships, family conflicts, self-esteem, and more. You fill out BetterHelp's questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and then you get matched with a counselor you'll love. If you need to change counselors, that's easy too. You get help on your own time and at your own pace. It's totally convenient and completely confidential, secure, professional, and affordable. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/fresh and use the code FRESH for 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/fresh plus the code FRESH for 10% off your first month of BetterHelp counseling. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. Today's question is from Katie. She says, my almost two-year-old hits us, mom, dad, older sister, when he's frustrated. It seems to start out of frustration and continue out of curiosity. We say no firmly and try to remove him from the situation. He seems to get we don't like it when he hits, but he keeps doing it, and usually I can move out of the way, but sometimes getting smacked full on the face happens, and it's getting old fast. Katie, this is definitely a phase, but it's not much comfort when you're in the middle of it. If this was an Ask Margaret, I think she would say, and she would be right, that you should blank face it, that fun mommy time shuts down, that you don't yell so much as just, you know, blank face it, walk away, no more connection, no more attention, positive or negative, you know, for a little while. If you haven't tried that yet, try it. Assuming you have tried that and it hasn't worked, here's what I would try next, a little of what Dr. Jonathan Karp calls gossip. In other words, you talk about it in front of your toddler, but not to your toddler. I'll put a link to an article that discusses this technique up in the show notes for this episode. What it means is that you're talking about your kid in front of your kid so that he will hear you, but you're acting as if you don't know that he's listening. And it's important that you not sort of then wink at him and then say, is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Don't acknowledge that you're doing it for their benefit. Really play it straight and say to your spouse, gee, Jonathan hit me in the face earlier and I really didn't like it. You know, it really hurt me and it made me feel really sad. I really didn't like that he used his hands like that. I wish that he had told me that he felt angry instead. Then your spouse can say, oh, I know exactly what you mean. Say it in front of him, make sure he's listening. And then once the hitting has passed, which it will, you need to make sure that you follow it up with a round of positive gossip about how proud you are. Honey, I don't know if you know this, but Jonathan has really been doing such a good job of using his words. Oh, yes, I know. I see this all the time. This technique, I'm telling you, your kids laser focus in and listen to the things they don't think that they're supposed to be hearing, the things that they think they're supposed to be left out of, get their full attention. And him hearing you talk about this will help set up this sort of theory of mind that, like, oh, mom has feelings that are separate from mine. And when I hit her in the face, she doesn't like that. And I wouldn't like it very much if I got hit in the face. And it starts to make sense for your kid in a new way. Plus, the older sister hears you talking about it and feels like this isn't like a house where we hit people now. Good luck, Katie. Let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model. So that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun. So check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.